David, is it's a bruised knee?
I think it is. They've got some word for it that I don't understand. Okay. They just told me it wasn't bad, and he'll be back. Yeah, he's just been trying to push. We try to push him a little bit further each day, and he goes till he gives out, and then we're just trying to build his stamina back up.
Is it good to see Merriman? I thought you might give Merriman the extra day because you had the day off, but no.
He wanted to be back out here. He wouldn't stay out. And that's great. That's the attitude you hope they all have, but he wanted to be out here.
As much as you look at the physical battles up front, these guys are in pads finally, can you just maybe speak to some of the battles you see outside, between some of your receivers and your cornerbacks?
Well, we've got some good players. Nobody has distanced themselves from the other group greatly. I mean, it's close a lot of places, but we've got some guys that are playing well. I mean, Stephon's playing well outside. We've got some receivers. I mean, every time I look up, somebody else is making a play, which is good. It makes the decision tougher, but at the same time, it's good to have people making plays. It's better to make a decision from people making plays than having to decide who to keep and nobody's made a play.
Did the length of practice tonight kind of prompt some of the rotation that you had, whether it was D-line or somewhere else?
We're trying to give the ones enough reps to get their job done and then look at those other guys as much as possible. That's how our reps are going.
Talk about Stephon. Can you talk about what it's like for him to go up against Stevie and vice versa in practice? Is that going to be good for the two of them?
It's good for both of those guys to fight each other every day like that. It's good for Stevie and it's good for Stephon. If he can cover Stevie, he'll be a great player for it. So it's a good battle. It's good for both of them, like I said.
Coach, I want to ask about Juwan Edwards in particular and just where he fits in on the defensive line rotation. Add some veteran depth for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, he's played really well for us in years past, and I don't see any reason that he won't be right in the mix this year. I mean, the unfortunate part, we got a bunch of good guys in there. We're going to try to keep as many of them as we possibly can because you know how it goes for the season. But it'll work itself out, but he's a good player.
Coach, how much is the fullback position going to evolve in your offense this year? Will Corey be asked to do some different things this year?
We've asked him to catch more passes in this camp than I think he's caught in the last two camps combined. He's done a good job going outside and doing some different things. So, yes, it's going to evolve a little bit more, but he's done a good job of accepting the challenge of doing some different things that he hadn't had to do in years past.
Marcus Easley seemed like he had his best day of camp so far. What did you just see from him over these few days and to have him come back from what he's gone through over the last 2 years?
Well, it's great to see a young man fight back like that. That's never easy to go through what he's been through in 2 years. So Marcus had a good night tonight. He seems to be getting better. I hope he can stay out here on a consistent basis. I think we'll see him continually get better if he can.
Coach, T.J. Graham showed some speed down the sideline here. So that's what he's brought in for, I guess.
I mean, that speed, is if it gets open, it's hard to catch. And he got open, and he's catching the ball very well right now. He's still got a lot to learn, but he's doing some good things out there.
It looks like he's running crisper routes, and he's spent a lot of time studying that during the off, the break.
He's worked at being a better receiver. He has given it some thought, not only working on the field, but he's given it some thought. And the thing we do is we give him some freedom. And if he'll use his imagination and get out there and do the thing that he does best as far as using his speed, the sky's the limit for the guy.
You think that Wood will be a full go? You indicated he might be a full go after the first.
No, I think he'll come back to practice get more practice in. Keep doing a little bit more as time goes on.
Just in general, Coach, the atmosphere of the first night practice here and with the full stadium, what do you think about it for the team?
It was great. I know it was good for the fans, and I know it was good for our team. Our guys love coming into the night practice and the atmosphere that's here. You get people here that are all Bills fans. It's a lot of fun.